Okay, let's unpack a concept that I think everyone feels but maybe hasn't put a name to yet. It's called content saturation.
It sounds exhausting just saying it.
Right, but think about it. The digital shelf space is, I mean, effectively infinite. Google, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, they'll take as much as you can give them. There's no limit.
There's no limit on the upload.
But filling that space, that's the hard part.
Exactly. We've moved from a distribution problem, where it was hard to get your message out, to a production problem. The pipes are massive. Global reach is technically free, but most companies are just trickling like a few drops of water through them.
Because creating good stuff is slow and expensive.
Slow, expensive, and a logistical nightmare.
And that brings us to the two giants we're looking at today. We've got a fascinating stack of sources here that analyze a very specific integration. In one corner, we have Klaviyo. If you work in e-commerce, you know them. They're the BTC CRM powerhouse. They unify all your data, they handle email, SMS, basically the brain of the whole operation.
And in the other corner, we have a tool that's positioning itself as the industrial engine to feed that brain. It's called Auto Content API.
And they're making some pretty bold claims in these documents. They call themselves the enterprise alternative to things like Google's Notebook LM, but built specifically for automation.
Right, but this isn't just a review of two tools. I think we really need to look at the synergy.
Okay.
Because if you connect a relationship engine like Klaviyo with a content engine like this one, you potentially solve that production bottleneck we just talked about.
You go from just having a database of customers.
To having an audience that you can actually broadcast to on demand.
I love the sound of that, but I do want to play devil's advocate right from the start. Klaviyo is already a beast, right? They have Klaviyo AI, they have marketing agents. Why do they need this extra layer? Why complicate the stack?
Think of it as the empty pipe problem. Klaviyo is incredible at segmentation. It knows everything about your customer, what they bought when they opened an email, what they clicked on.
It's the brain.
It's the brain, and it has the channels to reach them: email, SMS, WhatsApp. But here's the gap. You have the pipes, and you have the people. But what do you put in the pipes?
You mean the actual content, the words, the videos?
Precisely. To really use Klaviyo's omnichannel potential, you need to be everywhere. But I mean, look at the economics. According to the data we have on auto content, creating four distinct pipelines: editorial for blogs, audio for podcasts, video, social, it's just prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, I saw those numbers in the report. Outsourcing a single podcast episode can cost what? Anywhere from $100 to $15,000?
It's a huge range.
Sure.
And a professional video. You're looking at $3,000 minimum.
So what do businesses do?
They choose one, usually text, they
Okay.
send an email, they ignore audio, they ignore video, and that leaves Klaviyo's omnichannel promise completely untapped
You're driving a Ferrari in first gear.
because you can't afford the gas.
So Auto Content API comes in with this whole philosophy of content transformation.
Right. It's about decoupling ideation from production. The idea is that you already have the knowledge. It is in your blog posts, your PDFs, your product pages. You don't need new ideas. You need a machine that transforms one asset into every other format. Instantly.
Okay, let's make this real. So I'm a Klaviyo user. I send out a weekly newsletter, maybe a CEO update. It's text, it's fine. How does this integration change my Tuesday morning?
It changes it completely. So you have a CEO update, right? A dry text email about market trends. Auto Content API positions itself as this notebook LM API alternative.
Okay.
It can ingest that text, or even if just the URL where it lives, and instantly generate a two-host deep dive style podcast. Kind of like what we're doing right now. Or just a simple audio summary.
Wait, so I send the email campaign in Klaviyo, but instead of just reading, the customer can click a listen button.
Exactly. The API has already processed that blog post into an MP3. And it's not just a robot reading text either. It adds ID3 tags, cover art, it even creates an RSS feed. So your newsletter is now also a podcast on Spotify.
That is cool. But you mentioned something in the notes about voice cloning. This feels like a total game changer for a brand that relies on a specific personality.
This is where they talk about the CEO paradox.
The CEO paradox. What's that?
Everyone wants to hear from the CEO,
Yeah.
They want that personal connection. But the CEO has absolutely no time to record audio every day.
Ain't that the truth?
So with the voice cloning endpoint, the CEO records their voice once. The API then uses that voice profile. So you can generate daily market thoughts, updates, whatever, in the CEO's actual voice at scale.
Wow. That makes the brand feel incredibly personal. And for a platform like Klaviyo, which is all about being relationship-driven, that seems like the missing piece.
It is. It shifts the dynamic from here's a corporate update to here is a message from the founder. And because it's automated, it just happens in the background. The marketing team doesn't have to drag the boss into a recording booth every week.
Okay, but we're still talking mainly about audio. And as much as I love audio, we know the world is moving to video. And Klaviyo isn't just email anymore. I'm looking at their feature list here. SMS, WhatsApp, social marketing.
Correct. And let's be honest, sending a 500-word block of text over SMS is a terrible experience. It just doesn't work.
So how does auto content bridge that gap?
This is where the Video Create Shorts endpoint comes in.
Mm-hmm.
This is designed for what they call the faceless video strategy.
You're faceless.
It means you don't need a camera crew. The API takes a script, maybe from that same email we were talking about, and generates a 9.16 vertical video. Mm-hmm. It adds an AI avatar. They have options like professional woman, or you can create a custom one.
And it syncs the lips and everything?
Syncs the lips, adds subtitles, renders the whole thing.
Okay, what about the cost? Because we said a manual video is like $3,000?
And this is the arbitrage. The source material suggests a manual short video costs maybe $50 to $300 if you're scrappy. The API does it for about 400 credits.
And what's that in real money?
On their business plan, that works out to roughly €4.
€4 versus $300. That's not just a saving. That's a whole different business model.
It allows for what they call creative testing at scale.
Mm.
You could afford to be wrong. You know, you can make 50 videos, see which one works, and then double down. You can't do that when every video costs a mortgage payment.
I want to touch on a specific use case I saw in the notes, explainer videos.
Yeah.
Because Klaviyo is huge on flows, like when someone abandons their shopping cart.
This is a killer application. Someone looks at a product page, adds it to the cart, and leaves. Klaviyo triggers a flow.
Right. The, hey, you forgot this email.
Exactly. Usually that's just a static image of the product.
Mm.
But with auto content, the system can crawl that specific product page. It reads the specs, the benefits, the reviews, and then generates a 60 to 90 second explainer video specifically for that product.
And that video gets embedded right in the recovery email.
Right there in the email or sent via SMS. And the data suggests this leads to fewer support tickets and more qualified leads because the video just answers the customer's questions right away.
Yeah,
it's high conversion content.
That's wild. So you're sending a custom video salesperson along with the comeback email.
And you didn't have to lift a finger to make it.
Now, I want to zoom out a bit. Klaviyo is a global tool. Their website, I mean, they power hundreds of thousands of businesses worldwide. But global means languages. And languages are a huge barrier.
Usually, yeah. Expanding into a new country, say, moving from the U.S. to Germany, requires a whole new content team. You need German copywriters, German voice actors.
It's a massive headache.
Well, the Auto Content API has translation capabilities for over 50 languages. But it's not just translating the text. It transcribes, translates, and then resynthesizes the audio and video.
So the podcast we just made in English
can be available in Spanish, German, and Japanese an hour later. There's a testimonial in here from a user. He said, we launched Spanish and English versions on the same day. Huge win.
That's expanding your total addressable market by, what, 5x overnight?
Without hiring a single local creator. It just multiplies the value of every single asset you create.
Okay, I want to pivot to something that really caught my eye in the intelligence section. We've talked about transforming existing content. But what about creating something new, this deep research endpoint?
This is where we get into the agentic side of things. Auto content uses agents through Gemini or OpenAI to do actual research. It's not just a chatbot guessing the next word. It browses the live web. It's looking at ft.com, sec.gov. It actually cites its sources.
It's doing the analyst work.
It is. And if you connect this to Klaviyo's marketing agent, you get something they call newsjacking.
I love that term, newsjacking.
It's the art of injecting your brand into a breaking news story. Let's say there's a sudden crypto crash or a change in interest rates.
Okay, normally I'd have to read the news, write a blog, get it approved. By the time I'm done, the news cycle is over.
Exactly. Speed is the feature here. The API can monitor feeds like X or Reddit. It detects the trend, the sentiment, and then it generates a market alert video or an audio brief explaining what's happening.
And then Klaviyo pushes that out automatically.
Klaviyo triggers an SMS or an email flow. The source material mentions a reaction time of just 5 minutes.
5 minutes, seriously?
5 minutes. While your competitors are still scheduling a meeting to discuss their take on the news, you are already in your customer's inbox with a video explaining it.
That creates what they call mental availability, right? You become the source.
You become the source of truth because you were first.
That is so powerful. But, and there's always a but, this sounds complicated. I'm hearing API, endpoints, webhooks. Do I need a room full of developers to make this work?
That's the geeky stuff. But the answer is, surprisingly, no. While auto content is API first, and developers love that, it is explicitly designed for no-code tools like Make.com and Zapier.
So I can just drag and drop this stuff.
You can drag and drop. The source explicitly lists automated email campaigns via a CRM connection as a no-code use case. And remember, Klaviyo has a huge app marketplace with over 350 apps. Integrating these things is becoming standard practice.
So a marketing manager could set up a workflow where a new blog post goes live via RSS.
Make.com sees the RSS update. It pings the Auto Content API. Auto Content makes the audio and video. Make then takes those files and updates the blog post or sends them straight to Klaviyo for a newsletter.
Zero coding required.
Zero coding.
That's seamless. And before we wrap this section up, I saw a note about internal growth. We always focus on marketing to customers, but companies have employees too.
They do. And large organizations really struggle with information silos. Auto Content suggests using this for internal PDFs, compliance updates, technical manuals.
So you're turning a 50-page compliance PDF into a podcast.
Exactly.
Ramp.
Your team is way more likely to listen to a 10-minute audio summary on their drive to work than read a dry memo. It's about internal growth as much as external sales.
So let's just summarize this. We're looking at a fundamental shift from, linear production, one human makes one thing, to server-constrained production, where you can make thousands of things.
That is the core shift. It's hyperscalability.
And the combination here, Klaviyo as the relationship engine and Auto Content API as the content engine, it just feels like it totally changes the economics of growth.
It does. It allows a brand to be, as the report says, everywhere, every day, in every format, for pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You stop choosing between audio, video, and text. You just do all of them.
It's fascinating, but I want to leave our listeners with a thought. You mentioned earlier that the shelf space is infinite, and now we have the tools to fill it infinitely.
Yes.
If content production becomes effectively free,
right.
I mean, if every brand can flood your inbox with personalized AI video, personalized audio, translated into your language instantly,
yeah.
What becomes valuable?
That is the provocative question, isn't it? When volume is infinite, the only competitive advantage left is, well, it's truth and trust. We might reach a point where we just tune it all out, unless we implicitly trust the source. So while these tools give you the capacity to speak, they don't give you something worth saying. That part is still on you.
That is the perfect place to leave it. If you want to dig deeper into the specs of the Auto Content API or check out Klaviyo's new AI features, please check the show notes. We've got all the links to the source material there. Thanks for listening to this deep dive.
Until next time.